You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. It's getting harder to find a hospital where women can give birth. The number of hospitals with obstetric care has dropped significantly over the past decade, and rural areas have been hit the hardest.
It's about a third of Michigan's counties where there's no obstetrician.
That's Ted Roloffs, a reporter at Bridge Magazine. IPR's Morgan Springer talked to him about his reporting on the issue.
You wrote in a recent article that Michigan has lost nearly 100 hospitals in the past four decades, and that only 60% of those have obstetrics units. What's going on?
The challenge of rural hospitals in Michigan, it's not limited to obstetrics care. It's that small rural hospitals have trouble economically maintaining a full range of service and keeping their doors open. So they reach a point where they have to make a choice. Can we continue to offer obstetrics care, or do we have to limit ourselves to sort of primary functions that the people who live in our area expect us to be able to do? And oftentimes that leads to a very hard decision, which is to close the OB unit. And what that does is just logically it leaves a lot more women farther away from a hospital with an OB unit, which in turn can lead to health difficulties for the baby.
Yeah, what are some of those health consequences that come from not having close access?
Well, I found several studies looking at this, and one outcome is that a mother's more likely to deliver a premature baby in a rural area or in an area lacking an OB hospital. That baby is more likely to end up in intensive care if it's coming out of a rural area with no access to OB. And there was even a Canadian study that looked at this, and you can imagine in Canada they have considerably longer drives in some rural areas than in the United States. But one part of that study was that mothers who lived 4 or more hours from a hospital, which is kind of staggering to think about, but that in those cases, there was a higher mortality rate of their babies.
In your research, what was the farthest that you saw somebody in Michigan would have to drive to go to an OB hospital?
Well, I think it might be pretty close to the mother that I led with in this story. She was living up in Grand Marais in the Upper Peninsula on the shores of Lake Superior at the time. And she had she delivered twice in 2010 and in 2012, and she was a 2-hour drive away from the hospital in Marquette that had an OB unit. And the second time in 2012, I think she and her husband got about halfway there, and her contractions were really building up. They were severe. They stopped at a hospital in Munising. That hospital has no OB unit. They put her in an ambulance, and she recalled, yes, we were going very fast. And she got to the hospital in Marquette, and they did an emergency C-section. You could take that same drive and make it a 3-hour drive if it happened to be in January in a snowstorm.
So what kind of solutions are there in terms of the mother? Like, what are pregnant women doing to cope if they're in one of those rural areas?
Well, I think you're going to probably find the vast majority are just essentially toughing it out, and they're making the drive to whatever hospital with an OB is closest. For a minority of mothers, and I found this quite interesting, there was a midwife that I connected to who basically travels, draw a line sort of across the northern, let's say, 1/4 of the Lower Peninsula. That's pretty much her territory. She travels all over that area delivering babies at home for mothers that are happy with that sort of approach. And there's some policy initiatives that I found on the federal level. There's a law that was signed late last year that is going to train more physicians in the National Health Service to serve in rural areas as OB physicians, and that'll certainly help as well.
Ted Roloffs is a reporter at Bridge Magazine. Ted, thanks for talking.
Yeah, glad to do it.
That was IPR's Morgan Springer here on Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.